This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, March 30th, 2023. I'm Marc Boulanger. In 2020, China forced Hong Kong government to adopt an anti-union national security law, which has resulted in the arrest of unionists and the collapse of the legitimate labor federation in the territory, the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions. The HKCTU's general secretary is still in prison. This leaves Beijing's puppet labor organization, the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions, in power. I talked to Christopher Su Tat Mung about the situation in Hong Kong. Mr. Mung is the executive director of the Hong Kong Labor Rights Monitor. I reached him in London, where he is in exile, and asked him if unionists in Hong Kong were fighting back.
Under the political threat, it is very hard for the trade unionists to voice out against the political suppression. They could not organize any demonstration to raise their political demands as they did before. However, the workers' movement, with the Hong Kong people together, do not give up their beliefs in freedom and democracy. After the disbandment of HKCTU, a number of former affiliate trade unions managed to survive. They are back to the workplace they represent and maintain the day-to-day contacts with their members. They are organizing the workers by providing labor law consultancy concerning health and safety issues and handling workers' grievances, trying to secure the independent voice in the workplace in the boardroom. Without the support of the umbrella organization, however, it will be much more difficult than before for them to organize any mass industrial action, not to mention the political control imposed by the government. Nevertheless, the workers are fighting out the new ways of struggle spontaneously and creatively. For example, since September 2021, there have been 3 times Foodpanda delivery worker strikes without the leading of trade unions. They were building up the networks through the social media that formed the base on which the workers organized the strikes. I strongly believe that whenever there are oppression, there will be struggles. The regime can never stop all the oppressed people from standing out for their basic rights and dignity.
The All China Trade Union Congress operates throughout China. Does it also operate in Hong Kong?
On the surface, All China Federation of Trade Unions, ACFTU, does not operate in Hong Kong. However, everyone knows that the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions, FTU, is supported and controlled by the Chinese government. They receive huge amounts of funding from the Chinese Communist Party, and the party officers are assigned as union leaders. Looking at the past record, FTU is simply the puppet of the Chinese Communist Party, supporting the national security law and the suppression on Hong Kong democratic and labor movement. After the disbandment of HKCTU, this pro-government trade unions camp can easily monopolize the voice of the workers and occupied all the labor seats in the tripartite mechanism. I am afraid that Hong Kong is taking the path to the system of mainland China, where only the official union is legal and recognized.
What can be done to help labor leaders in Hong Kong?
After I relocate in UK under the risk of political arrest, I decide to form the new organization with my colleagues based in UK called Hong Kong Labor Rights Monitor. Given that we are free to speak out the truth for Hong Kong workers, we have done a number of monitoring reports regarding the violation of basic workers' rights enshrined in the international conventions. It is important to keep putting pressures of the international community on the Chinese government, especially after lifting the restrictive COVID policies. The Chinese government is so eager to recover the trading and investment relation with the foreign countries.
And that's it. Labor news you can use. You can listen to our daily newscast and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.